Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mickey Hatcher from the California Angels. Are we the Anaheim Angels or the California?
Anaheim, yeah.
Okay.
Used to be.
Okay, yeah. This is Mickey Hatcher from the Anaheim Angels, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we talk a lot of gibberish here just to get through the broadcast, and we appreciate everybody sticking by. But you have to admit, you over in the corner.
Yeah.
That's the funniest liner of any of the ones we have.
Why? Because he didn't know where he was?
He didn't know the name of the team he worked for.
Yeah, well.
He's the manager.
Names are hard.
He's the manager of the Angels.
I mean, if you live like that kind of life, you're always flying in and out of town. You
don't I understand what town. I've been to some comedy shows, and they forget where they're at.
Sure.
Hey, I love being here in Boca. They're in Tampa. Right. I mean, I get that.
Right. It's like, I love the Tampa Rays. They're awesome. You know,
well,
like,
but there is no such thing.
Can we talk about the new stadium?
Sure, talk about it.
Like the Rays agreed to a new contract with the city of St. Pete.
Yep.
Keeping it here, they're going to make it a multi-purpose use stadium. It's going to be a roof, but then the doors, the windows will open up to get fresh air in. So it's going to be like a indoor-outdoor kind of experience, but yet...
28.
What?
It'll be done in
2028. So,
go, good
ops. Exciting. It's great for the city.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, it's going to be fixed.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I've told you and everyone that the Tampa Bay Rays would never go to Tampa. Never. It was never going to happen.
Why do you say that?
Because St. Pete was never going to allow it to happen.
Okay.
There was contracts back in the day when, this is what I was told from somebody in city council at the time, that if the city of St. Pete would have allowed the representatives, the ownership, to talk to Tampa, if they would have given them legal permission, it would have voided their contract in St. Pete. They could have gotten on and left at any time. So that was never going to happen. St. Pete was never going to allow it to move to Tampa. The franchise was awarded to the city of St. Petersburg. Mm. All right? And everybody can say, well, Tampa's better. Tampa's better for you. Not you in general, but
yeah.
The people that wanted it in Tampa, they only wanted it in Tampa because it's better for them. They live in Tampa.
It's better for Tampa.
It's better for Tampa. It's not better in Tampa.
I think it's better in Tampa.
It's better for Tampa.
Traffic's awful on the peninsula. And St. Pete.
Of course
awful.
It is.
You only got one artery to get there, 275. Like, that's it. So at least if you had it in Tampa, you have I-4, 75, Selman Connector. You have other ways of getting to the stadium. So I do think Tampa's a better location. Plus, you're going to draw in all the Lakeland fans, Orlando fans.
And you're going to rule out the Pinellas County fans, and
no,
well, Sarasota
no,
could go the long
enough.
Way around.
Yeah, Sarasota comes straight up 75.
But basically you're saying screw the Pinellas fans.
Right.
You know, because it's more convenient for you in Tampa.
Put up a shopping mall.
Well, they're going to.
Or another condo.
They are. That's all part of what they're building.
A parking garage.
It's all going to be in that building.
And three more car washes.
Yeah, exactly. I saw three went up on 4th Street in St. Pete.
It's crazy.
Like within 2 miles
they're
of each other.
Printing money.
It rains on a regular basis. What do you need a car wash for?
That's why, because it's monthly subscription service.
No, I get it. I know.
It's just, they're printing money. And there's no employees, which is great.
Well, they have the guys that fake wipe it, that pretend.
Yeah.
You know, right. And then smear it even worse than it was if
that
you would just drive.
You have to go back through a bag.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. But you have the monthly subscription, so take advantage of it. Well, no, sir. You just went through. You have to wait 24 hours.
But aren't you excited about the new stadium? It's good. It's
don't care.
We'll have the newest state-of-the-art stadium in the world. It's going to be amazing.
Florida minimum wage increases to $12 an hour starting Saturday.
Billy, you're fired.
Does Billy make that much?
He's not worth that. No. Are you kidding me? I still pay him in three compliments and a jawbreaker. But if you see that stadium, I think it's a soccer pitch over in Europe where the grass is real grass. Then it goes down underground where it's in like a heat
chamber.
Lamps.
Yeah.
They grow the grass and they put the panels back up and play the game.
Well, they do that in Arizona.
Oh, do they?
They roll the grass outside.
It's so cool.
It rolls out and stuff. So
awesome.
You know, again, I'm happy for the city of St. Pete as long as it's not going to cost St. Pete or Pinellas County residents, you know, out of their pocket.
Well, you got to pay. You can't enjoy stuff and not pay.
But a lot of people don't enjoy it.
Well,
a lot of people don't go.
Who doesn't enjoy the Rays?
A lot of people.
You can put your season tickets on my card. Points back.
I once had season tickets to the Rays.
Did you?
Worst purchase I ever made.
Oh, you bought them?
Yeah.
You bought season tickets?
Back in the day, it was
what?
It was like $99 for the roof.
Wow.
And I never went.
I'm surprised that you would buy that.
Me too.
Because you're, did they come to the door knock and they're like,
yeah, they knocked on the door.
They're like, oh, sir, would you like to see a brochure?
I think they said, nobody's buying these and nobody's calling us for these, so we have to go door to door. I used to have season seats to the Tampa Bay Storm.
And that's the arena football.
It was the arena football.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
It folded.
What happened to the arena soccer?
I see Andrew on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, but the team's not there?
I don't think so, no. Issues.
It's tough to play indoors.
It's tough. It's tough to just survive.
You know. What would you like to see? Could they do other sports in the new stadium? Can we do basketball here? Could we have a multi-purpose building where we could have a pro basketball team?
No. First of all, I don't think basketball flies here. But then again, you know, people said that about hockey as well. You know, and I think if you're successful, with the exception of the Rays, people will come. You know, the Rays have been fairly successful, yeah, let's be honest.
Right.
You know, but they can't get crowds there. I think, this is just me, you should cut the baseball season and eliminate three-quarters of it.
Yeah, it's too long of a
season.
It is. Right. So play
12 games.
Yeah, 12 games.
12 home, 12 away.
Okay.
You know, everybody gets in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they are reducing the seats to 30,000, so they're not going to have a full stadium.
Well, they should do that.
So it will look fuller. It'll be more, they can drive the prices up, so when they have a hot streak and they are winning, then the ticket prices go up, so they make more money per event.
Which is BS. It should be, this is the ticket price. I hate that. You know, you stink, but when a good team comes in town, we're going to charge you more so that you can watch a real team play. We understand that the real team is going to play us and we stink. But because it's the Yankees or the Cubs or the Dodgers, we're going to now, you know, what word do I want to use that won't get me in trouble?
Gouge.
Thank you. That is much better than the word I was going to use.
See how smart I am.
We're going to gouge you for more money, yeah, because a good team is coming.
Well,
we've got to
pay for the new stadium, sir. And if you look at our brochure, if you sign up now,
well, but
I promise I'll leave your property. If you
but part of it is,
right,
it's not they're paying for.
Seats right there.
They're not paying. They're paying a portion. So they're going to jack prices up, but not all that money goes to anything other than your boy's pocket.
I would like to go a pro basketball game, but I don't want to drive to Orlando. It's so far.
Take the train.
But if the train would come here, if they would just go from stadium to stadium and that was their footprint, well, it would be amazing to go from here to Atlanta.
But supposedly it does go to downtown Orlando.
Okay.
So for $385 a person, you can take the train round trip and you'll be downtown to watch the Orlando Magic, which, by the way, can be heard on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Nice. Nice.
Got us new liners coming for Knockout Radio from the Magic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we got credentials for that this year?
Are you driving?
Can we take, what's the other train?
If we leave now, we can get there by March.
What if we take Amtrak? Does Amtrak still go there?
I hate that drive.
What about the big red bus? They got those like $10 shuttles that drive across.
Across what?
The state. Like, they're like those double-decker buses.
But that has no air conditioning.
No, they do. Yeah, of course they do. But no, it's like $10. I mean, $10 going to drop you right off.
All right, so if the game is next Sunday, what day do we need to leave? Tuesday?
6 minutes ago.
It's a two-week
drive. All aboard!
It takes 2 weeks to get from St. Pete to downtown Orlando.
I got a new job. I'm the bus driver of the big red bus. I can just stop wherever
I want.
Just
put your red hair and big red nose on and you'll be fine.
No, but that's a great way to get there, though. I mean, you don't have to drive. You can, like, use your phone, just 2 hours in the car. Just...
I would do $10.
I think we should go.
As long as it has air and you're in the other level.
We can do that. It's like the British people. Speaking
right.
of British people, Jared Warren.
I didn't know we were speaking about it, but.
Jared Warren's going over to across the pond to play Punchy Face.
Yeah, he is.
So.
I reached out to him, and I didn't realize this. He's back being a fireman.
Yeah.
No. He's Freddy the Fireman.
He's, I don't know what that means. Like Fire Marshal Bill?
Yes. Fire Marshal Bill. All right, let's go hit a break, and then we'll have another break, and then a third break, and then it'll be the end of this disaster.
Well, then let's talk about some fights.
We will. And then Sean Merriman at the bottom of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Sum, Bucked Up Energy Drink. and 8 caps.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Anthony Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone.
This is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
Live Tournament of Pizza. And no, Chris Sims. It is not the Tampa Bay Bucks. It is the Tampa Bucks.
No, it's the Tampa Bay
Bucks.
It
is not the Tampa Bay.
Oh, my God.
If it's the St. Pete Rays, it's the Tampa
Bucks.
They're
not the St. Pete Rays.
Who made all this stuff up?
When the team was awarded to St. Pete, they named the team and awarded them to Tampa Bay. I don't have any problems with Tampa Bay.
Tampa Lightning. Tampa Bucks, St. Pete Rays.
Do you think that your family would really miss you if I take you fishing with Kelly and throw you overboard?
I mean, I don't think they would.
Yeah, I don't think they would. All right, so week four of the NFL season. Can't believe we're already in week four.
Week four.
We'll be talking Super Bowl before you know it. Who do you think right now, and then we're going to look at who plays this weekend. Who do you think will be there at the end when it's all said and done?
I don't know. The Dolphins look dominant.
Miami will find a way to screw it up.
Yeah, they do.
Jacksonville, everybody thought Jacksonville.
The Lions are winning? I mean,
well, people picked Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, Detroit was high up the food chain,
okay,
you know, at the very beginning, and everybody's like, come on, it's Detroit. Do you really think Detroit's going to finally make it? Kansas City's struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Chandler Jones. I know we're going to look at some games, and then we're going to talk about some fights. Chandler Jones is with the Raiders now, and he's on a leave, having some issues.
Okay.
Hopefully, he can right the ship. You know, there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. I mean, the Jets were supposed to be great, and then Aaron Rodgers went down. So we'll see how that plays out. The Bills are supposed to be great. They got spanked. You
Cincinnati.
Know?
You know, the 3 or 4.
Cincinnati. So I mean, right now, I think the Dolphins look the best as far as like. Most likely, but at the same time,
if you had to wager your life, okay, which one of these two scenarios would you wager your life on? Picking who's going to the Super Bowl or telling me where Mike Evans will be by the end of the year?
Oh, jeez. I would say I think it'll be easier to pick Mike Evans. I think he's going to go to a contender. I think he'll go to a team like the Cowboys that actually...
You just said, hold on, you're a hypocrite.
Why?
Because you just said you're going to go to a contender, and then you said the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys are winning.
When?
They just won.
Yeah, okay.
They blew out a team like 40 to something.
Did you see the NFL came out with a list for all the Taylor Swift fans explaining football to them and that the Dallas Cowboys still suck?
Yeah, we know. I mean, the Cowboys star is like a rating. It's not a...
Right.
It's not Patriot.
Hope Mike Evans is traded, to be honest.
But I think he's going to go to a contender team. I don't think they're going to trade him to like a nobody.
Well, I think they'll trade him to whoever they can get a best deal with. Then that's depending
on... But depending on his contract, if he can
just
have a say.
Right. I don't know if he has a no trade or if he has a say. I don't know. Yeah. I like Mike Evans.
Yeah.
I think what's best for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be to move Mike Evans.
For sure.
Get something. But it has to be something. You know, it can't be a fourth round. It can't be a third round. It's Mike Evans.
Yeah.
You know, I think you easily get a 2, possibly a 1, a low one. So if you're going to go to somebody that's going to go to the Super Bowl, that's going to be a very high,
sure,
you know, pick. So you see the Miami Dolphins with him?
Oh,
Tyreek Hill and Mike
crazy.
Evans? That'll oh, my
crazy.
Goodness. I wish Mike, I do. I wish Mike Evans well. I just think it's best for the team. All right. What games are you looking at?
So we've got tomorrow. The Lions versus the Packers.
So, I believe the second Thursday game already for the Lions.
Finally, a Thursday night game I might actually watch. I mean, that's a great rivalry.
It is a great rivalry. Yeah. And speaking of rivalry, I've been getting the emails from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who play in Tampa. The renew of the rivalry because it's the Lions coming to Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, I remember covering it all the time, the Bears every year, the Lions every year, and that's the throwback. So they'll be in their old... orange.
Can you give me tickets to that game?
Sure.
Perfect.
About $2.95 a ticket.
Put it on my card.
Could do $4.95 a ticket.
Put it on my card. I got the Falcons versus Jaguars.
Beginning of the year would have said that's a no-brainer, but Jacksonville's not.
Rams versus Colts.
I may go to a Colts game. The Bucs play the Colts this year.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So who wins that game? Rams versus the Colts.
Oh, God. Normally you jump on the Rams. I know. The Rams are probably a better team. I don't know if Taylor's going to be back. I'll go Rams.
Ravens, Browns.
Ah, somebody going to throw a helmet?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Vikings, Panthers.
Two bad teams. Panthers are one of the winless teams.
Bengals, Titans.
Titans are playing well, from what I understand. Haven't watched much. Bengals finally got up. Burrow looked a little bit better. I'll always take the Bengals because of your biggest fan, Alex Kappa.
Tampa Bucks versus the New Orleans Saints.
And you know who's starting a quarterback?
Jameis.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
He's going to eat some W's.
You think he's going
to
beat the
No, I'm just saying
this,
eat the W's. I mean, the Bucs always have problems with the Saints.
Yeah.
You know, and that crowd, I've never been in a louder facility in my life.
Really? Because they say that Seattle's got the loudest arena.
Seattle is loud, like, but it's also open.
They call it the 12th man.
You know, you can hear it 2 miles down the road.
Yeah.
I remember driving by. But inside, because it's closed... it's incredibly loud in there in New Orleans.
Dolphins, Bills. We'll find out if the Dolphins team's real.
Like it.
We'll find out if the Dolphins team.
Where's the game?
It's at the Bills.
Oh.
So, yeah, I that's a real test for this.
It is. It's a huge test.
For this Dolphin team. I just think Tyreek Hill's a game changer.
Of course he is.
So, I think you go with the Dolphins, you know. Broncos-Bears.
The scheduling did a great job.
Yeah.
Of putting good teams against good teams and horse garbage with horse garbage.
I'm going to go Bears win by -2.
Yeah, I was going to say Bears. The Bears are winning this game. Oh, my God. Your quarterback comes out and is ripping management and coaching. But then again, it's Denver. Unless Elway comes out of the Walmart and plays.
The Commandos versus the Eagles.
Redskins are playing well.
They're the Commandos.
Okay. The Redskins are playing well, but the Eagles are the best team, not only in the NFC, but possibly in football. And that hurts me to say.
You're offensive.
I'm not offensive.
You said Redskins.
My game-used Todd Yoder Washington Redskins jersey that hangs in my office says Redskins.
Steelers-Texans.
Don't care.
Raiders-Chargers.
Well, because this guy, Sean Merriman, is coming up after the next break, I'll go Chargers.
You're such a sellout.
To what?
To Merriman.
Why am I selling out to him?
Because you only like the Chargers because he's coming on.
Who said I liked them? I just said they're going to win that game.
Cardinals, 49ers.
49ers, another one of the top teams in the NFL.
Cowboys, Patriots.
Cowboys.
Chiefs, Jets.
Aaron Rodgers may play this weekend.
No, he's not playing.
Yeah, he may play.
Seriously?
Well, on his couch. He's going to play Madden. Okay. Supposedly, he can't even walk yet. It's 6 weeks before he can walk.
Well, he's doing some
in a boot.
So he's down here in like Naples doing some kind of like top line repair recovery
secret
circuit.
He was on Pat McAfee, which is one of the first shows I've ever watched. It is the first show that I've watched, and I try to watch it because how cool he was to us at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure.
And such a good guy. I'm very happy for the success that he has.
I still want to train him. Why don't you hook it up?
Well, because I like him too much.
That's not true.
No, I do like him too much.
Well, just hook him up. I want
to
train him.
Well, I just wouldn't do that to him. I want him to stay a friend of mine.
But I want him to be the best he can be. I'm like the Army.
He's not a Marine.
I'm like the Army.
Okay.
The Army is the best he can be. No. The Marines are like something else. What do they call those guys?
Jarheads.
There you go. Seattle versus the Giants.
You could beat the Giants.
And then that's it.
That's
the Monday night game.
That's the Monday night game? The Giants on Monday
Seahawks
night?
Seahawks versus Giants.
Wow.
That's awful.
It is.
Jeez. So I guess I guess that's why they have a Thursday night game. So when their Monday night schedule falls apart, at least they have an intriguing Packers-Lions for Thursday.
Well, I do like Miami-Buffalo.
Now, if we were going to go back to these cities, like which one's like your favorite for food? Like of all the pro teams, like Detroit, Green Bay, Atlanta, Jacksonville, L.A.
I've eaten well in all of them.
Indianapolis.
I've eaten well in all of them.
Do you have a favorite food town?
I don't like Indianapolis because they're all thin there. And when I went and hung out with Shane Best, and he took me to some places that are called the Tapest.
Tapas? Yeah, it's like...
Punch me in the face before I go into another tapas restaurant.
No, they're appetizers.
Yeah, well...
They're like little small samples.
I had to order 75 appetizers.
Tapas is what the Lightning put out on display on Tuesday at their opening day.
I did you a favor.
It's small little samples that disappoint.
Right. Now, when the Bucks do it, top notch. Top notch. Which, I guess since COVID, they haven't done the tasting anymore. But, I don't like the tapas.
But do you have a favorite foodie town? Like, is Vegas your go-to? New York? Is it?
Vegas is hard to beat. I mean, it is. New York's hard to beat.
Okay.
I mean, so to say which is better, New York or Vegas, they're both hard to beat. I mean, come on. Philly, all we got to do is go to the Reading Terminal, and you never have to leave.
Yeah.
You know, there's great food. There's great food. Kansas City, the barbecue that's 2.5-3 miles from the stadiums, it's worth the walk. That's how good it is. But I've never had barbecue that I've liked better than what we eat in Vegas.
Can you get the barbecue in Kansas City swiftly?
Very swiftly. But Roland Smoke, to me, is one of my favorite. I think it was in Dallas where they have a really good barbecue as well. I mean, L.A., come on, it's hard to beat. You can find something good everywhere. You know, Tampa, I'm sure you can find something good over there.
Yeah.
Call Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
Jeff.
Jeff?
Gianni.
Huh?
Gianni. Isn't that
his name? Oh. Gigante?
Yeah. He invited me to his new one. I need to get out there.
Oh, Union with Titus O'Neil?
Yeah. I saw Titus there. Titus was at the game on Monday as well.
Yeah, Titus did something yesterday, I think, with the schools. He's got the school program. And
let's hit a break.
Again?
Well, we got this guy coming up.
Yeah, we got a
Sean Merriman. I kind of feel like Pat McAfee now with all these screens and everything that we got everywhere. Have you seen the beginning of a show? No. We need to start doing that. We'll talk about it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Adventure.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Mo Williams, Jacksonville Jaguars. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Next Saturday, October 7th, from the Thunder Studio. Let's welcome back to the program our good friend, Sean Merriman. Sean, how are you?
What's up, my man? How you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Before we get into next weekend, another big event, another Lights Out Extreme Fighting event, I want to ask you a question. We talked about this earlier in the program. So Miami puts up 70 points. and they say, we don't want to run it up and break the all-time record, so we're going to take a knee.
I'm kicking a field goal.
Exactly.
Right, right, right.
Thank you.
You know, it's one of those things, and I'm watching the game, and I, first of all, when somebody's saying that they're running up the score, as a professional, you get 70 points hung on you, you deserve to get the record broken against you. And that's how I look at it. Like, this is not high school. This is not like a mercy rule and being respectful. These guys out there trying to get paid, and to go in the history books in the NFL is a really big deal. If you don't like 74 points or 72 points, 73 points being hung on you, then do something about it, anything. And it is, guys, I'm going to tell you how hard it is to get 70 points put on you. You almost practically have to try to do nothing, right? No effort. Because if you go out there and you just semi-try to have some resistance against that offense, that wouldn't have happened.
I agree. You know, I have plenty of players. I've talked to numerous, talked to Warren Sapp about it earlier today. And like you said, and that's what they say, it's their job to stop. And it, just to me, it's mind-boggling. You get up to 70. I understand you're at 40 and you got 35 more to go. But it's still your job is to score. And you make this big thing like, no, I didn't want to run it up and score the last field goal to set an all-time record.
Yeah, but, you know, for me, and I'm watching that game, we all know how explosive the Dolphins are. They're the most explosive team on the offense side of the ball in football right now, period. But you know Tyreek Hill's going to get his plays. You know Tua's going to play well. But they had guys that we've never even heard of, right, having these big games. But and that just shows you kind of what Denver is right now. And there's some underlying issues going on with the Broncos right now. And I don't know if that's the players against Sean Payton. You know, Sean Payton has a problem with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson not liking Sean. Like, there's an underlying issue going on that nobody's discussing, but it's going to all implode and blow up here shortly and become public.
Like it just was in Chicago as well.
Yeah, no, no, but the biggest thing in Chicago is they're just not a good team. And they have, you know, not great people in the front office as well. And so this has been going on with the Bears for a long time. And I don't, you know, yes, Justin, look, Fields, he needs to get better, right? Fields needs to get better. They brought in DJ Moore. They brought in some guys. But more importantly, man, they've just been wrong in the front office for years. They're just getting it wrong. And I don't necessarily understand what they're doing, but they need to look upstairs before they talk about what's going on the field.
I get it. I agree with you. Next Saturday, let's talk about that, another event at the Thunder Studios. I'm looking at the flyer. Update us on the card and talk about Morales and Tolliver.
Yeah, we got a huge card, October 7th in Long Beach, California. We'll be live again on Fubo Sports, Fubo TV. Guys, if you don't have Fubo, get it. This is our biggest one yet. Alba Morales and Musa Tolliver, it's funny, for me on this side, I try to stay out the matchmaking as much as possible. We have a great matchmaker, Antonio. He goes and gets it done. Other than him being a Raiders fan, that's the only problem I got with him. But
how did
this,
you allow
this card
that?
Is big.
How did you allow that?
I think after I hired him, he finally told me he's a Raiders fan, and that was too late. So I think for us, we have the next up and coming superstars, and you know, like guys like Alba Morales, he had short stint in the UFC, had a couple fights there. Musa Tolliver, I sparred and trained with both of these guys. You know, Albert out of Black House, and Musa is also worked with Antonio McKee out there. You guys know Antonio, where I've trained to spar with him, and I know there's bad blood this one. So this one I kind of pushed on my own, but we got some up-and-coming guys, man. Tommy Aaron, who's Tony Ferguson's guy. Tony was at our last fight. I think he'll be back at this fight again. And it's great, man, the viewership we get. We jumped 75% viewership from one fight to the next. Fighters are calling all over the country, man, to get on the Lights Out Extreme fighting cards. So that's what it's about, man. Just, you know, bring these eyeballs. Get these next up-and-coming superstars a shot to get seen.
How difficult is it for you, and I've probably asked you this, you know, in the past, you know, you can hear it in your voice, how passionate you are, how much of a fan you are of this sport and of these athletes. How difficult is it from the business standpoint to also be a fan?
Well, you never lose the passion, right? Because, and I've talked to you guys about this several times. I've been a very big advocate of former athletes kind of transitioning into some kind of combat sport. And I'm not saying they need to go compete and take a fight. But it's something about this sport, especially when you leave whatever you're doing, whether it's football, NBA, baseball, like whatever you're doing, you're in this sport. It makes you stay disciplined. And I'm around these guys. The other day I went to go spar Top Rank. I'll go and get some work in the Extreme Couture, Black House, AKA, wherever at. I'm at a lot of these gyms, and I was kind of jumping there to get some work in. But just being around that, man, it keeps me young, keeps me on my toes. I love the banter, the back and forth banter with these younger guys. I mean, that type feels like the NFL locker room, feels like I'm back in the locker room again. But more importantly, man, just to when you're growing as fast as we are and the viewership and the numbers are crazy, you start to get people that wouldn't necessarily be ready to take a fight with us. They're calling now because they know that we have a great thing going with Lights Out Extreme Fighting. So that to me is always encouraging, when that happens.
When you get that phone call or when your matchmaker gets that phone call, what are you guys looking for? Is it records? Is it, followers? What is the first thing that you guys look for when you get that call?
All the above, man. We got some guys that are, for example, like wrestled at Penn State or wrestled at Oklahoma, and they're making that transition to MMA. So, like, these guys has a big name in the wrestling community, so that helps, right? Now they're kind of picking up MMA as a whole. We got AJ Hopkins, right? Just fighting on his card as an amateur. He played linebacker at Oregon with Justin Herbert. And so when you have these kind of things, they already got a following. People know who they are and what they did. But when you come on and fight with us, and Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and you're on FUBO, now the nation, the whole country gets to see you. We're shown in Canada, France, and Spain. Now people really start to hear and find out who you are. So it's just been cool, man, to have this type of growth.
So Sean, last week, Coach Prime, he talked about how the player portals changed the college football scheme, the game. They don't draft anymore. They don't redshirt freshmen anymore. You got to come in ready to win and they're transferring. So with the technology and with like everything changing with the NIL deals, do you see a point where MMA or your fighters will be able to get NIL deals in college and make this integrated where you're part of like the landscape of the college recruiting class?
Yeah, it's already happening, to be quite honest. And boy, I wish that NIL was around when I played. that opportunity to have that has just been amazing. But we're seeing a lot of co-branding, a lot of intertwining of fan bases, intertwining of college sports. So what we're doing, I mean, there's a lot going on. And being at FUBO where they have, international soccer, they got baseball, I just saw they picked up one of the WNBA teams, so they got basketball. And so you're not just seen by MMA crowd anymore. And that's the cool part about it.
Let me ask you another question that recently, of course, we see this in all organizations, a very bad judging call on a 10-8 round, anybody or everybody that saw it, 10-9 at the very worst. As the owner of an organization, what can you do? What can be done to try to rectify this? Because bad decisions cost jobs, cost money, cost lives.
Yeah, and I saw Dana come out and say something about that, and he's right, man. Like, back when, we were all coming up, if it was a 10-8 round and you got your ass whipped, I mean, it was a demolished, man. It was so lopsided that even a casual average fan could look and be like, yeah, that person lost and it was bad. To have a 10-8 round and it's a back and forth exchange, it's pretty even. If somebody gets taken down a couple times, those are not 10-8 rounds. Yes, you score points and the viewership, I mean, the judges' eyes and things, but a 10-8 round is you got to be taking a beating. I mean, almost to the point where somebody, they feel like they got to stop the fight because it's that bad. And so they got to fix that. I think that having more former fighters as judges like Chris Lieben, who just, Is he? No, he's making his debut as a ref, right, in the UFC?
No, judge.
But I think he's going to... A judge, I'm sorry, a judge. And so, so I think that what needs to happen is more of the former fighters need to be in those positions because they've been there. No actual fighter is going to judge that fight a 10-8 round. They know what a 10-8 round looks like. So I was always... I say this thing about the NFL, too. I think that there needs to be more former NFL players that are NFL refs. That's what I think needs to happen, because once that happens, these guys understand what a holding call is, a pass interference call is, what a chop blocking, crackback block. They know it. And so that's what needs to happen in MMA. And I'm glad that Chris Lieben got that opportunity to be a judge.
I agree with you 100%. Let's get back to next Saturday. You talked about the main event. Put your Dana White hat on and tell us, if you don't know, now you do know, what's another fighter or two that we definitely don't want to miss.
Yeah, the main event. That's the one you don't want to miss 100%. That Musa Talibur and Alvin Morales, they're going to go scrap. Tommy Aaron, who is... Tony Ferguson's guy. I mean, he's a beast. Richard Salazar, he's another one. God, man, we're loaded, dude. This fight card is for sure our best one, but more importantly, I think it's going to open up a lot of eyeballs to what we're building. So, but yeah, this one's going to be big. Miguel Guzman is another one. He's young. He's 24 years old. 125 pounder. He can get after. We got some sluggers on here, man. This one's going to be a big one.
Are you able to enjoy the night? I mean, are you able to sit there as a fan, or is it work and you got to take care of that and you're not able to enjoy it the night of, and maybe you can watch a replay of it?
Well, when the last fight goes off the air, that's my joy. So, right. The 3-4 hours where the fight's going on, I'm talking to sponsors, our partners, I'm talking to our production guys, I'm going to the TV trucks. So I'll get up in the morning around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'll work out because I get anxiety, during the fights and stuff, just the day is crazy. And then at that point, it's media and everything else around the fight.
Good stuff. Before we let you go, where can people pick up tickets if they're out in the California area, or tell us all the FUBU information?
Yep, you can pick your tickets up at lightsoutxf.com. We'll be live October 7th in Long Beach. So if you're in Long Beach or in the SoCal area, you want to come, get your tickets. If you can't make it, watch it on FUBO Sports, FUBO TV. This is our biggest card for sure.
There you have it. As always, Sean, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy you got about 7 days, 8 days, and then it's fight time.
It's fight night. That's right. We'll be in fight week before you know it. So, awesome.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Merriman making a stop, and hopefully he'll make a stop in February on Radio Row again, like he has the past year or two. Good dude.
But when will MMA...
Fathead, by the way. That's the fathead I found of Sean Merriman.
But when will MMA be considered like a sport, just like all the rest of the sports? Like, when will it be, like, kind of like college rugby is not part of, like, club sport? It's considered a club sport, not, mainstream.
We'll end the show talking about that. We'll go hit our final break of the afternoon. Come back, talk a little bit about that. We have about 10 or 12 minutes. And then we'll call it a day, call it a week, and then we're headed out to Las Vegas. So let's hit this final break, coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Erasmus James, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Radio coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza.
So what was your question?
Why certain sports aren't recognized by colleges, like affiliated as far as like mainstream, like football, basketball, volleyball, swimming, but how come rugby, MMA, pickleball? I mean, as things evolve, as sports become more popular, as they become qualified to be part of the Olympics, as far as curling or whatever, like new sports come up all the time, and as they shouldn't be integrated into like the college landscape for NIL deals for athletes to pursue as a profession or in a career?
Well, first and foremost, for NIL deals, it needs to be where they will profit as well. Okay? Nobody's going to give you money, you know, to represent them if nobody knows the sport, the school, the athlete, the person, or whatever. MMA is not in college. They have MMA groups. You know, I remember Sam Hoger said he started one at LSU. Was more training. It wasn't fighting per se. LSU didn't fight Alabama unless my brother hit somebody.
Can we start that? What's the holdup? Like, it's such a massive sport. UFC's been around for 30 years. So it's not a new overnight like sensation.
Well, first of all, let me correct you as always, because you always say things that are incorrect. The UFC is not a sport.
What's my favorite sport?
Well, it's not a sport, so how can it be your favorite sport if it's not a sport?
Greatest sport of all on earth. UFC is my favorite sport.
Well, I know, and you train UFC. I get it.
UFC. You eat KFC.
Yeah. It's so funny. Paul Porter, who's now on the Tan Talk Radio Network, always calls the UFC. So are you going to KFC this weekend?
Yeah.
I go, yeah. I'm also going to go to the UFC.
I always get the number two.
I get two spicy chicken breasts.
Well, he's number two.
And mashed potatoes.
Get it? Two?
No, I don't get it.
He's the number two radio guy in Tampa market.
No. Well, that's
you're number one.
Okay.
All right. So, like, what you get over at KFC? Like, I get the
one.
Number two.
I get the one.
Yeah, Paul, you got to get the two.
I get the one. That's what it's going
to
take.
But how are we going to get? I mean,
never.
Because if I'm going to college now as an 18-year-old kid, if there was a way that I could do MMA and get NIL deal,
right,
and make it to the UFC as my dream, like just like these guys are trying to become NFL.
Hold on, some will, but it's going to be the wrestlers. You know, like Blondie from Penn State.
Oh, Hulk Hogan.
No.
Oh.
I can't think of his name.
You call him Blondie, don't you?
That's Harry Carey, or what's her name? Debbie Harry. She's Blondie. Debbie Harry.
I don't know what that means.
She's a singer. Her singing name is Blondie. Who's the guy from Penn State? Everybody, you know, he's down at ATT, does ATT, Happy Valley. Can't think of his name. Brain cramp. You don't think if NIL was there, he's getting it? The top wrestlers are already getting that.
Okay.
You know, the guys at Penn State.
Well, my question is more about, like, rugby. Why isn't rugby part of a collegiate program? Like,
name three schools that have a rugby team.
Duke. East Duke. West Duke. It's all three Dukes.
All right, so you don't even know what colleges have a rugby team.
I know. But that's the problem. They're like the redheaded stepchild. They're not part of the main
Does the guy, the number one chess guy, when does he get an NIL? You know, he's like a bookbinder, Barnes & Noble.
They're backed by the Russians, so they're good.
That's the computers.
The chess guys are all like Russians. Like that. They don't need.
I love watching it where they move it and they hit that bell so quick.
Yeah. See, those guys should be like referees for the UFC because they can pay attention quick and see all the movements and
except for they don't know what they would be what they'd be judging or what they'd be reffing. They don't know. You need to know. That's the problem. And like I stated in, I think it was the first hour when Michelle Waterson Gomez went to some of the judges and asked judges questions.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first time that it's been documented that somebody's done that. I like that. What are you looking for?
Sure.
What is the most important for you to see?
Well, the rules change. Yeah.
Well, it's not even so much the rules. It's when there's so many rules. You know,
is the UFC's rules standard across no matter what state they're in? They're always the same, or is it based on the commission?
It's the commission.
So every time they have a different venue, it's a different rule set.
Well,
so
there's only a couple things that are different, whether the two hands have to be down or one has to be down to be the down fighter.
But those are big. Those are big.
That's huge.
Change of course of the fight, for sure.
Absolutely.
So everyone should have. Everyone should do what Michelle did.
Absolutely.
I don't know why that's just now.
I just don't think anybody ever thought of it. You know, and for so long, you know, judges are not even talking to the media. They're not, and it's been brought up at the Apex a few times about, you know, we would like to see judges come in and being asked questions. You don't think somebody needs to ask Bell where he's got a 10-8?
But isn't it also like the judges are kind of like the wizard behind the curtain? Like they're not supposed
But they shouldn't
to,
be.
But they can show favoritism. You build a relationship with the fighters. Then you have an inside track. Shouldn't the judges be like the wizard where you don't have access to them? You can only see the results, and like there is no personal bond. There is no connection.
Well, you can still be professional, and you can still talk to somebody.
But not in today's world. Like, everybody's like on the take, right? I mean, didn't the senator just get bribery charges, like, you know, political offices?
No, I cannot comment on those things.
Well, but there's corruption in
everywhere. No,
everything
I get it.
In life.
No, for sure.
Right?
But I don't think bringing a judge in to the media room to be held accountable, you know, and ask questions. And I think somebody said this, and I agree with this. If you can defend why you gave a 10-8, it can be wrong because it's wrong. No matter what he says, he's wrong.
Okay.
That was not a 10-8 round, and I didn't even see it. I know it's not a 10-8. You know, enough people told me enough as a judge. It wasn't an ass whooping. It was a 10-9. Okay? All he needs to do is come in and answer questions, be held accountable.
Right.
And either he was right or he was wrong in his own mind. I've said numerous times that if I can't pick a winner or if I pick a winner, doesn't mean it's right. It's just what I believe. Hold judges, referees, umpires accountable. That's all. Money has been lost. Money has been gained
for sure.
By the wrong person winning and the wrong person, you know, losing. I've also read today that Wonder Boy has accepted a fight for the Kobe Covington card.
Okay.
And allegedly, by accepting the fight, he's now going to receive his payment from the last fight, from when he refused to fight
when
Fatty McFatty didn't make weight.
Okay.
Well, that's a slippery slope, too.
Well, I mean, but you're talking about things that change the course of it. I mean, look, there's speculation that McVay, the coach for the Rams, he kicked a field goal when there was a meaningless points to cover the spread, not for Vegas, for bookies, but I guess there's a coach's fantasy football league, and the loser of that must give a real life trade at the end of the season to the number one team, and it has to be a real trade, but it's fantasy, so they play it out, and because that was his guy, his kicker, it was, he needed those points.
That's interesting.
So there's speculation that even at the NFL, the top, that you'll see a trade that doesn't make any sense from anybody's rationale or reasoning, but that's because of the fantasy league on the back end.
Let's see how that plays out.
Right?
No, I'm saying, you know. But there's
corruption at every level.
No, for sure.
So that's just my point. But I think these NIL deals should include all sport, all college athletes.
It can.
Should be able to get some compensation.
All of them can. It's just a matter of if somebody's willing to compensate and give the NIL to somebody that it may or may not benefit. It could just be a friend, a family, or whatever. It is what it is.
And with this $20, I'd like to sponsor the first NIL for Uber drivers. There you are. $20 to Mike.
There you go. All right.
You are
yeah. All right.
The first NIL. I need to get the back. All right.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. next Wednesday, Steve and I will be coming to you live from the Apex.
Lift us so much better.
As we get ready for Dawson Green. Should be a lot of fun. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up any way you want. Or hit me up when we're in Las Vegas. All week out there next week. A lot of cool stuff. You're stuck here. Better you than me. Until then, this has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Booked Up Image. Let's see everybody.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.